visibility of faith. God sees your faith, and when faith appears, Jesus responds. In this message, Pastor encourages to speak words of faith over your situation and stay calm.
Let's open our Bibles to the Gospel of Mark chapter 2 and verse 5. The Gospel of Mark chapter 2.
When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee.
When Jesus saw their faith, I want to title the message, The Visibility of Faith. When Jesus saw their faith, Gospel of Mark chapter 2, verse 5. It says there, four friends brought a man who was paralyzed unto Jesus. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick, the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. When Jesus sees your faith. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 9. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 9 and verse 2. It says then, behold, they brought to him a man sick of palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith. When Jesus sees your faith, your sickness has to go. When Jesus sees your faith, your infirmity has to leave you. Your bondage has to go. The moment Jesus sees your faith, sicknesses are terminated when Jesus sees your faith. The power of poverty is broken when Jesus sees your faith. Yokes are destroyed. Relationships are healed when Jesus sees your faith. Luke's Gospel, the 5th chapter, verse 20.
When he saw their faith,
James chapter 2, verse 18. The book of James is in the New Testament. 2nd chapter, verse 18.
Yeah, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works.
I will show you my faith. God wants to see your faith. Show me your faith. The visibility of faith. When faith appears, Jesus responds. The invisible God is looking for visible faith. Faith can be seen in three dimensions. Faith can be seen in the words that you speak. The words that you speak engineers your faith. For Jesus to see your faith, three dimensions of a faith that can be seen is the words that somebody speaks. Matthew chapter 8, 8 to 10. It says there, Matthew's Gospel, the 8th chapter, verses 8 to 10. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. When Jesus heard it, glory to God. Glory to God. If you should say in the Gospel of Mark chapter 11 verse 23, if you should say to this mountain, See, God looks to see what you say. A mountain load of problems can depart out of your life tonight if you will have faith words in your mouth. If you speak to this mountain, if you say to the sycamore tree, if you say to this fig tree, that is why sometimes as ministers of the gospel, sometimes when we are ministering, we say, lift your hand and say, I am healed and touched. Because the moment you say it, God sees it. Tonight, if you have faith, you need to say, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. And God will see that faith and move his hand upon you. Even tonight, open your mouth and say, I am healed. I am set free by the stripes of Jesus. When I hear what you say, I see your faith. Words are seeds. Say that with me. Words are seeds.
Words are seeds.
Every time you speak, you are sowing a seed. Under right conditions, under the right atmosphere, these seeds can grow. So if you don't like what you see, watch what you say. Because most of the time what you're seeing right now is what you spoke over a period of time. Because words are seeds. It will come to effect at one point or the other. You know, the fight between David and Goliath was actually a battle of words. David stood there and said, today my God shall hand me over to you and I shall cut your head. You have to be intentional with your words. Every day you are sowing seeds. May it be good seeds. Seeds of faith. Seeds that bless. And when God sees your faith, your words. Words attracts. If people are nice to you, even your dog Bruno is attracted to you when you speak nicely to him. Glory to God. Words can attract. What's your dog called? What's your dog called?
Waffles.
Waffles. Waffles. If you speak tenderly to waffles, waffles will come near to you. Words can repel and can attract. Nice words can attract. Sometimes the way you speak is the reason why you are in trouble. Very judgmental, very critical, very sarcastic, putting people down, unbelieving words. And you got so used to it over years. And nobody has told you otherwise. But your life moves in the direction of your words. Jesus is the high priest of your confession. So he's only a high priest of your confession. If you don't confess anything, he cannot bring it to pass. That is why Romans 10 verse 9 says, if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and if you confess forth with your lips that Jesus Christ is Lord, you are saved. The moment you have words of faith concerning your salvation, boom, Jesus takes over from there. He perfected that which concerns you. He is the high priest of your confession. So if you cannot confess, that word means speak right. Speak what God says. So when you speak what God says, words can become traps. So you got to watch what you say. Words can trap you. Proverbs 6 and verse 2. Proverbs 6 is after Psalms 6th chapter. Let me read it. Proverbs 6 verse 2. Thou wast snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art trapped with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Proverbs 12 and verse 13. Proverbs 12 and verse 13, it says there, the wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. The wicked is snared by his words. The words that you speak can trap you in the condition that you are in. Or the words that you speak can become like a train that will take you to your destiny. If you're just speaking what you're going through without speaking what God's word says about you, you'll be trapped. But if you speak what God wants you to speak from his word, the word will act on your behalf. The hand of God will move forth for you. Glory to God. I want my words to be like a train that takes me to my God-given destiny. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, words. God looks at your words. Words are like a weapon. The book of Exodus, the fourth chapter. The fourth chapter of Exodus. And verse 22. Let me read it. I want to read it. She's celebrating her birthday today. I'm going to give her some rest. She's celebrating her 69th birthday. Glory to God. She doesn't look 69, does she? No. When you come on Sunday, buy her a gift, bring her a gift. Exodus 4:22. Look at that. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thou shalt, thus saith the Lord. See that? Thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord. Standing before Pharaoh, God is saying to Moses, thou shalt say unto Pharaoh. See, your words are like a weapon. Pharaoh is the ruler of Egypt, most powerful man at that time. And Moses, you're going there with my words, thus saith the Lord. And Pharaoh has to let go. That is why you have to take words with you. God has to see your faith. Isaiah 33 and verse 24. Underline that. Make it a part of your scripture. Make it a part of your confession. And the inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. The inhabitants of Zion shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven the iniquity. The inhabitants of Zion shall not say, I'm sick. That is why you need to say, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Open your mouth and say it, I'm healed by this. If you need healing, lift your arm. Let Jesus see your faith wherever you are. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I go forward in the name of Jesus. I will make progress in the name of Jesus. The next 3 months of this year are going to be the best 3 months this year for you. You are stepping into the best season of your life this year. Glory to God. I speak it over your life in the name of Jesus. Lady William, Shasmantari, Anyabashil Aradichad, Alpaner and Karangaladisha. Worship Jesus. You're stepping forward into the best season of your life this year. Glory to God. Lord Evo, Shantaladi Vodis Kete. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at two or three people and say, I'm going to enjoy the best 3 months of my life this year. I do not know how the last 9 months were, but these 3 months are going to be this year the best years. Glory to God. Get ready to flap your wings. Glory to God. Allow the wind of the Holy Spirit to lift you up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I speak it over your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Words are containers. They contain either life or death. Words are containers. There is great power in your tongue, either life or death. You can speak life over you, or you can speak death. If the enemy can tame your tongue, he can tame your life. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you are words of are spirit and life. See, Jesus said, my words contain the spirit and life. Glory to God. And the disciple of Jesus, the servant of the Lord, his precious child that I am, I have words of spirit and life. In the name of Jesus, I release your life unto you. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! The wind of the Holy Spirit. Life. With our God, is escapes from death. May you escape every death in the name of Jesus. May your soul be free. May your spirit be free. May your body be free. Heal. Let the life of God flow through you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Words can transport you. Just like the rudder of a ship guides it in the channel that it should go, your words can turn your life around. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I sense such a precious anointing of the Holy Spirit in this room. Glory to God. Tonight there is great healing over your life. Oh, be healed. Hallelujah. So God sees faith. The first dimension is through your words. Glory to God. The second dimension of God seeing your faith is through the actions that you take. James 2 verse 18 says, show me your faith by the works that you do. Jesus looked at the action these four people had done to tear apart a roof, remove every obstacle to get to Jesus. See, that's the visibility of faith. It's an action taken. Nothing is going to stop me from going before Jesus and receiving from Him. When you worship, when you pray, don't pray according to your watch. Pray till you have broken through the barriers and come to that point where you've come before the Lord in your worship, in your prayer, and you've heard His voice or felt His touch. You cannot be just speaking faith and not having any action. Action demonstrates your faith. And that is why sometimes you look at any healing minister of the gospel, they will say, if you believe, check your body. Move that which of your body which you're going to move forth. Because God is the one who is doing the healing. He's just using instruments. You do your part. Let me see that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's got an action. Sometimes just being calm is an action. Can you imagine Jesus in the storm? Was calm. He was just chilling. The rest of the disciples were panicking. They were afraid. They were crying out. But Jesus was just calm. You know, that is such an important thing for you to understand, because one of the ways that devil deceives Christians to defeat them is through what you call restlessness. Christ promised you rest. When you are restless, you are distracted. You lose focus on Christ. You look at the storm, you look at the waves, you forget Jesus in the boat. You gotta train yourself to say, I need to learn to be calm. I need to learn to maintain a peaceful heart. I heard a man of God say, anxiety is the doorway to the demonic world. Anxiety in the Greek is equal to distracted. In English, we say distracted, one word, and then anxiety. But in Greek, same word for both. That is why in 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, that you can read, 1 Peter 5 verse 7, it says, cast all your cares.
Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you.
Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. The next verse says,
be sober.
Be sober. Be calm. Let's say, chill. Be calm. Have a free spirit. It's Christians who have a free spirit, actually. Yeah. Who maintain a free spirit. Just cast all your anxiety, your worry on the Lord. Stay calm. Don't be disturbed. Don't be distracted. Cast all your cares. The Greek word for care there is all your concerns. Just lay all your concerns at the feet of Jesus. It's a sign of faith. The moment you are concerned about something and you don't lay it at the feet of Jesus, God says, you don't have faith. Why? Because eighth verse is your adversary, the devil, goes around looking whom he may devour. So he can defeat you only if you worry. If you're worked up and anxious and do not calm. But he cannot swallow somebody who's gone with his anxiety and trouble and care and concern to Jesus and laid it at the feet of the Lord. 8th verse says, be sober, which means again calm. Chill. Are you with me? Be like Pastor Rajesh. Calm, chill. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be calm, be sober. And the next verse is, be vigilant. That means, be attentive, be awake. Nothing should take you by surprise. That's what it means. You're calm, nothing will take you by surprise. Be vigilant. Nothing. You live your life in such a way that there's nothing to worry. That's the walk with God. And Jesus sees, looks to that. You got to learn that. Are you with me? I had to learn that. I'm still learning. It doesn't come automatically. I was one real jacked up guy. I mean, I could get really into anxiety for every little thing. Be worked up. But just like you go to school and you learn A for apple, B for ball, C for cat, D for dog. The same way you gotta have a mental syllabus. Be sober. Be vigilant. Cast all your cares upon the Lord, for He cares for you. That's my action of faith. Resist the devil, steadfast in faith. That scripture goes on to say that. And he will flee. Gotta learn. Are you with me? I mean, you didn't come out of your mother's womb saying, A for apple, B for ball. No, you don't say that. You learned it. The same way you learn. You have to train your mind to say there's nothing to worry. There is nothing in my life that I need to worry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Leave it to God. Realize anxiety is demonic. Anxiety means you're restless. It's always thinking, what if, what if, what if? Sometimes people turn their symptoms into sickness by anxiety. Just a symptom. But just, what could it be? Oh my God, I feel this itch here. They're checking the Google now to find what is this itch going on in Cochin City. Are you with me? Let me tell you, in Matthew 12:43, Jesus said, when the devil goes out of somebody, goes around looking for rest. In other words, the devil is restless. Demons are restless. Anytime you're restless, there is a spirit behind it. Are you with me? Jesus said, come unto me and I will give you rest. Learn from me. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am humble and meek. You can make a matter worse by just being anxious and restless. You think about it, you're concerned about it. And then you're acting out of the restlessness. That's not an action of faith. Philippians 4. Prayer is an action of faith. Philippians 4, verse 6. If you're still with me tonight, say hallelujah. Glory to God. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. Yes.
Be careful for nothing.
Be careful for nothing.
But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your
request... See, again, the antidote or the medicine for anxiety is be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, make your request known to God. Don't overthink. Anxiety is the fruit of an overthinking tree. Glory to God. So Philippians 4 says, take it to the Lord in prayer. Cast it all at the feet of Jesus. Prayer is what gives you the grace or the strength or the unction to get out of that anxious. Situation. One of the purposes of prayer is to get rid of anxiety. Sometimes people go into prayer and come back more anxious. It means you haven't prayed. Jesus was calm on the boat. He was at rest. Everything was restless around him. The disciples were overworked. They were panicking. Everything was. But Jesus got up from that calmness and he rebuked the wind. You cannot command a storm to stop unless you are calm. If you understand spiritual battle and you want to cast out the devil out of somebody, the demons are coming out and you are more worked up than that, you cannot command the demon to go. You got to learn to. Glory to God. People who are calm will command. It's an action of faith. God help you if you're married to that restless lady. God help you. Have mercy. Somebody who's always worked up. Gosh, God. You got to bring them for prayer and we got to get that spirit out of them. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 6 verse 31. Where am I going with this? Matthew chapter 6 verse 31. Glory to God. Matthew 6, 31. Be careful for nothing. Am I right?
Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we
eat? Take no thought. Anxiety is to take thought, is to overthink. There are thoughts coming into your head all the time. You can choose which one to pick and which one not to pick. So most people look for a convenient one to take and get worked up and get anxious. Today I think I'll be worked up over my child who's gone to school. Oh gosh, will everything be okay? Will everything be okay? You picked up that thought. Take no thought. That's what Jesus said. Or sometimes you say, okay, today I'll be concerned about my hair fall. Looks like I'm losing too much of hair. Gosh. You're picking up a thought. What if I fail? What if this happens? What if this doesn't happen? You're picking up a thought and you're thinking about it. Psalms 138 and verse 8, it says there, he will perfect everything that which concerns me. Everything that concerns you, he will perfect. When you're overly concerned about something, it becomes worry, it becomes anxiety. And worry turns to fear. And fear is torment. And torment begins to oppress you. And that oppression leads you to depression. And that depression leads you to being distracted from God. Now you are an open target for the devil to attack you. The devil goes around like a roaring lion looking whom he may devour. But you're not giving him a space because you have learned to cast everything at the feet of the Lord. What do you think Daniel was doing in the lion's den? Going like, you think he was doing that? He was calm. He was chill. Glory to God. Glory to God. Peter, before he sang, he got distracted. Pastor, if I am not, will my problem go away if I am not worried about it? The only problem that will go away is the one that you don't give attention to. The only problem that will leave you is the one that you don't give attention to. Some are anointed to make people restless. The child has a cough, a cold, and Mr. Calm is sitting there, and Mrs. Restless is sitting on the side. The child is having a cough and a cold. Could it be dengue? Could it be? Glory to God. You know, every time you meet somebody and you're going away somewhere, they say, take care. But never say take care. Jesus said, cast all your cares. So when people say, take care, you should say, for nothing. Take care for nothing. What? Yeah, I'm just completing what you said. Take care for nothing. Christ has taken care of everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You have to learn to let go, not be worked up. It's an action of faith. Let go. Be calm, chill, steadfast in faith. Christ has taken it. He's finished the work. I don't need to be worked up. People have gray hair because they worry. People sometimes dandruff, sometimes because of worry. There is no shampoo for worry. No shampoo for worry. Are you with me? Acne, worry, anxious. Glory to God. Glory to God. So dimensions of God seeing your faith. One is the words that you speak. Two is by your trust in Him, by the calmness that you saw, by the actions that you move in obedience, calmly obeying what God has said. And three, and I close with that. The visibility of faith is seen in your reaction. The visibility of your faith is seen in your reaction. How you react to anything that is thrown at you. God looks to see, hey, you hear bad news, you're still chill. You're not reacting to it. Never should your action be a reaction to anything. Your action should always be because God said it. The Lord said, listen, you have kept going around this mountain too long. But just don't keep going around. Just let go. Turn north. Walk on to the promise that I've given over your life. Get into that promised land for which I called you. God has to see your faith to do something incredible. If you're hearing this message, it means you have faith. Let the Spirit of God build you, your faith. Let there be visibility of your faith. And may you have incredible stories to say where God moved because He saw your faith. Glory to God. Glory to God.